Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
An old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Executive Director of NetChoice, Vice President of Public Policy at the Association for Competitive Technology, and one of the smartest guys I know, Steve DelBianco. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. Folks, one of the things that Steve does is, in his job, he and his and all the folks who work with him, Jonathan Zook, as you know, is with us all the time talking about these things, and others over the years, is pay attention to how government is behaving with technology, how they're, you know, the government has a hard time getting its head around some of the advances in technology, and sometimes it creates political challenges for them, and they react in stupid ways, and that's one of the things you do, Steve, is you find it when the politicians are doing stupid things with technology, and you point it out and try to prevent them from doing that. And one of the ways you do that is by this outstanding report that you make twice a year called the I-Awful List. Right, Steve?
That's right, Jim. I mean, I'd much prefer to be a cheerleader for the Internet, for how it promotes choice and convenience. But as you said, we've turned into persistent critics because we're so busy battling barriers to e-commerce that show up, these legacy regulations or these brand new laws that you described, that have laudable intentions, but they have ridiculous consequences for everyday Americans and for businesses. So I-Awful, we invented that to sort of draw attention to a bad law or a bad bill that's about to become law. We want to be sure that we can get things overturned, stop them, and stop other states from copying. And believe it or not, I-Awful, it's like everything else in my industry, right? It's an acronym. It stands for the Internet Advocates Watch List for Ugly Law. And any listeners that happen to be online, I hope they're not driving, but if they're online, they can go to iawful.com and take a look at the list while we talk about it.
Right. And twice a year, you come up with a list of the top 10 things. And the number one thing this year is something that keeps raising its head. You and I have been talking about this for probably at least 10 years, and that's a national sales tax on Internet sales.
That's right, Jim. And it's really a national mandate to collect 8,000 different state jurisdictional sales tax, which in many respects is worse than a national sales tax. It's been around for 10, 11 years now, and every year it comes back, it picks up a little bit more momentum. And we believe it's wrong for three reasons, right? The first is the states haven't nearly simplified things enough to have Congress overturn the constitutional protection for out-of-state businesses. I mean, it's crazy. They're not even close to being simple on number of rates. And when it comes to definition, this is a regime called the Governing Board who says that when they define things, beef jerky is candy, but cotton candy is not candy. Hmm. That's the kind of definitional clarity they've brought to this thing.
And say, folks, we're talking about whether you should as the merchant, someone buys something from you online over your website, and you ship it out of state. Should you, as a merchant, collect sales tax and remit and be prepared to remit sales tax to wherever that person may live?
Right, Steve? Jim, you said it exactly on the nut. You said it exactly. And the ruling, the Quill ruling, that protects businesses from these burdens was done before the Internet was even around. So really, this doesn't have anything to do with the Internet. It has to do with what you said, remote states forcing your business to become their sales tax collector.
And
currently,
folks,
everybody collects sales tax for every place that you have a physical presence,
right,
but not for states where you don't.
So folks, if you know, you when somebody buys something from your retail shop today and they're your neighbor, you collect sales tax, and you know where to remit that to. You remit it to the state, and then it goes to the state local government agencies. That's, you know, you have a system for that. But if this law passes, which I think now is called the Durbin-Conyers Main Street Fairness Act, you could be subjected to having to keep up with, as Steve said, 8,000 different taxing jurisdictions, and Steve, nobody's come up with a way to manage all that yet, have they?
You know, a big business can figure it out. For instance, 18 of the top 25 e-retailers already collect in every state that has a sales tax, Jim, because they're big companies, right? The Container Store, right. Victoria's Secret, Walmart.com, Target.com, they can afford it. The problem is that Main Street America is full of small businesses that can't survive against the big box stores. So what do? They try to use the Internet to reach customers around the country and around the world. So small business needs the Internet to reach customers. And here we have Congress considering a law that will force the smallest of businesses to have to collect for up to 8,000 individual sales tax.
Quickly, Steve, is this going to pass?
Not in this Congress, but it comes back every year.
It comes back every year. And we're going to keep reporting on it, too, folks. More to come with Steve Del Bianco after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.